secretary call the roll, please?
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Here.
Freeman?
Here.
Holzbauer?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Hutmaker?
Here. Thank you. I would like to welcome everyone participating in today's meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. The meeting is also being recorded and audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a search, web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal. Follow the link to Water Management Board. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants, including board members, please identify yourself. Participants are reminded to keep their microphones muted at all times and let's speak. Okay, next on the agenda, adopt final agenda, but don't, if we're going to hear that other waiver, don't we have to amend the agenda, Ron? Or that, in other words, to change that thing for that review golf course? If we're going to take that up?
It's on, that's on the agenda for 9:45 a.m., the suspension. So it's on the agenda.
Okay. Okay. So we don't specifically have to do one for each one then.
One of those permits were amended. That's not going to change. So the suspension's only being lifted on the one that's listed on the agenda right now. So we don't have to worry about that other permit number.
Okay.
But that's a good catch.
Okay. Thank you much. Conflicts and disclosures, requests for state board waivers. Do we have any conflicts? Any conflicts? I should probably make a, we need a motion to adopt the final agenda then.
Mr. Freeman, I'd so move.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Is there a second to the motion to adopt final agenda?
Comas, I'll second.
Holzbauer, second.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Comas. Thanks, Leo. Any further discussion on the motion to accept the agenda? Hearing none, secretary will call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Hutmaker?
Aye. Motion carried. Next on the agenda, adopt March 5, 2025 minutes. Did anyone have additions or corrections?
Mr. Chairman, this is Dixon. I just have a question on page 4 of the draft minutes. The very bottom, that last water rights number for Robert Phelps looks odd to me.
Yep, I questioned that myself. I've got a mark on there. Ron, can you answer that question?
Which one was it? Robert Phelps?
Page 4, the very last line for Robert Phelps.
We'll have to look up it.
It says 842-1.
And there are water rights that old, so.
Are there? Okay. It just looked different. So.
Well, it's in Division 1, so it'd be in the northwest part of the state. That's the reason for the dash 1. I'll take a quick look.
Okay, there are further additions or corrections to the minutes?
Probably hold off until we get this answer. Or email to get them.
Tran, this computer's glitching.
Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
It's a good number.
Thank you, Ron. Sorry for that.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move approval. Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Is there a second to the motion?
Comas, I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Comas. Further discussion on the motion to amend the minutes? Hearing none, Secretary will call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Hutmaker?
Aye. Next on the agenda, set the July board meeting, July 9th and 10th, and I'm assuming in Pierre.
Yes, that's correct.
Anyone have conflicts or problems with that? Okay, we'll set July 9, 10 in Pierre for the next Water Management Board meeting. This is the time we set aside for a public comment period in accordance with SDCL 125-1. If you have comments and to hear from the public, we will entertain them now. 3-minute maximum limit. Thank you. Any public comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next agenda, update DANR activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is Mark Mayer. I'm the Director of Office of Water and Acting Chief Engineer. And just welcome everybody, give you a little update, a few updates here. I guess first and foremost, I'd like to introduce our pending future member of the Water Management Board, Kelly Hepler. Kelly's online here. I'll let him introduce himself here in a minute. I'll give him a brief introduction, but he is filling the vacancy on the board that was previously held by Tim Bjork and representing the fish and wildlife interests. And Kelly was previously appointed as the Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks by Governor Dugard in 2015 and retired in 2020, so he has a vast amount of experience in the areas of fish and wildlife management, so I'm sure he will represent those interests well on the board. And with that, I will turn it over to Kelly to introduce himself a little more, and then as soon as his paperwork gets finalized through the process, he'll officially be on the board, but appreciate him being here today and getting his feet wet, so to speak. So, Kelly, go ahead.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, board members. Mark, thank you. Ron. Yeah, I grew up in Spearfish. And Western South Dakota. I went to school at Black Hills State, Montana State, pretty much stayed to the west. I got anywhere west of Wall, it made me a little nervous, to be honest. And I went to Alaska in the late 70s, worked Alaska Fishing Game there for about 35 years, and had the opportunity to come back under Governor Dugard and work as secretary. And as Mark said, I retired in 2020. And I got the chance to meet Secretary Roberts when he came back. He was working in the governor's office at that time, and had the opportunity to work on a little issue called non-meandering waters. So people that are on the board probably remember that discussion. that kind of got my feet wet, so to speak, Mark. Then when I retired in 2020, keep myself busy, I came on the board of the Mule Deer Foundation. I operated as their CEO slash president for about a year and a half. That just ended last Friday, so the timing here is perfect, and Mr. Chairman, I'm looking forward to serving great state of South Dakota. And I will tell you, not the brown nose of this, the chair, but I worked as a roughneck for Upton Materi, or over at Materi Exploration up in Wyoming for about 2 years, going to school. I have an incredible amount of respect for my girls' wells. So good for you. That's it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Thanks. So,
do you have anything else, Mark?
Yeah, I'll just give you a couple of other little tidbits. I guess we're, of course, we're all busy here with the year end coming up and then budget season after that. And then we're kicking off field season. We've got some summer seasonals and an intern starting. Some have started, I guess, and others will start next week. And then just a little update on the chief engineer position. It's been advertised since March. We've had one applicant that wasn't qualified. And so you're stuck with me for a little while longer, I guess. And we've reached out to Western States Engineers and some other groups, but no applicants as of yet. And then the last question I'd have is, I'm wondering, currently, before the board meeting, everybody's busy and the secretaries are busy printing out these wonderful board packets. This one is particularly thick, but not unusually thick. And the question I have is, we print these all out and mail them and whatever, like 22 copies get printed. And then we mail them, but we also send you an electronic copy. And I'm wondering if, in the interest of saving a few trees and some time of printing, if there's interest in going electronic only, or if you prefer paper, maybe we can do just those that prefer paper, and the rest, if you're okay with electronic, we could do just electronic for the others. Is there any thoughts or comments with respect to that?
This is Hofbauer, and I'm not an electronic person, so send mine paper, and the rest you can do what you want to do.
That's great.
Thanks, Leo. I'm kind of technologically challenged a little bit, too, so I kind of like my paper copy as well as the computer.
And this is Freeman. Of course, everyone knows I'm not big on electronics, so I need paper. What I do if you send it to me electronically is print it myself.
This is Dixon, and I guess printing it ourselves would ease the burden on the department a little bit, but I, for one, would opt out of the paper copy from the department.
Peggy, I have a question for you. Are you going to print it? Because if you are, we're not going to make you print it on your own paper.
Oh, no, I'm not. I mean, I might pick and choose, a page here or there, but no, I would not.
Yeah, I'm not at all wanting to pass the burden on anybody else. We're glad to print them, but if we're printing and they're not really being used and you're using the electronic version, you might as well save that printing and paper costs.
Good point.
If we had Ron, if we had Ron put together an email essentially to tally who would like a paper and who's okay with electronic, would everyone be comfortable responding to that, and we'll proceed accordingly in July?
Yeah. I'm not, this is Leo, and I'm not an email man.
We'll make sure you get paper, Leo.
Thank you.
Sounds like a great idea.
Okay.
Next on the agenda. Next on the agenda is status and review of water rights litigation.
McVeigh, Board Counsel. I guess it was last week, Ms. Verliger had her argument before the Supreme Court regarding the McCook Lake declaratory ruling and water right permit. Did you have anything that you wanted to comment on about that?
No.
That's that? Unless you have questions for her, that's all I have.
Okay, thanks, David. Administer oath to Department of Ag and Natural Resources staff. Do we have a court reporter?
Yeah, I'm here. Do you each solemnly swear?
Okay, thank you.
Do you each solemnly swear the testimony you'll give in the proceedings today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Okay, next on the agenda, 7-year review of future use permits. Amanda?
Good morning. Certain entities, such as water distribution systems, can reserve water to be used in the future. There are 5 of those future use permits to be reviewed today. They are to be reviewed every 7 years. Those were provided in your board packet. We have Clay Rural Water System, City of Parker, South Lincoln, RWS, City of Hoban, and City of Madison. Before bringing future use permits before the board for review, contact is made with all of the permit holders confirming that they would like to maintain these future use permits for an additional 7 years. All parties indicated that yes, they would like to maintain those, and copies of this correspondence are in your board packet. Based on the response from the permit holders, the acting chief engineer prepares a recommendation. The notice of hearing is published, allowing the public to intervene, and today's hearing is conducted. Copies of the recommendation and public notice are also in your board packet. We received no petitions in opposition for any of the 5 future use permits, and it is the recommendation of the acting chief engineer that the board allow each of these future use permits to remain in effect for an additional 7 years to be reviewed again in 2032.
Thank you, Amanda. Does any of the board have questions of Amanda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the 5 presented 7-year review permits?
Holtzbauer make a motion to review those permits.
Thank you, Leo. Is there a second?
Ms. Comas, I'll
Freeman, second.
Okay, second by Comas. Further discussion on the motion on the future use permits? Further discussion? Hearing none, Secretary will call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Huntmaker?
Aye. Motion carried. Cancellation considerations. Amanda, I think you're up again.
We haven't done cancellations in a few board meetings, so there are quite a few today. 24 water rights and permits have become subject to cancellation for various reasons, including abandonment, forfeiture, or both, non-construction, and failure to place water to beneficial use. Contact was made with all the permit and water right holders prior to bringing these before the board through either in-person inspections, telephone conversations, or written or email correspondence. Each water right or permit holder was sent a personal notice along with a recommendation of the acting chief engineer explaining the reason for the consideration. Copies of those were provided in the board packets. No response was received from any of the permit holders opposing the cancellations. and it is the recommendation of the acting chief engineer that all 24 water rights or permits be canceled today due to the reasons provided in each recommendation.
Thank you, Amanda. Does the board have any questions on the cancellations of Amanda presented? Any questions of Amanda? If not, is there a motion to approve the cancellations as presented?
Freeman, I'll move.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Motion. Is there a second?
This is Larson. I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Larson. Further discussion on the motion to approve the cancellations? Further discussion? If not, Secretary, I'll call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
And Hutmaker?
Aye. Motion carried. Next on the agenda, consider future use permit water permit application number 2881-2, Western Dakota Regional Water System. Britton.
Good morning. So application number 2881-2 for Western Dakota Regional Water System is for a future use water permit to reserve 20,765 acre feet of water annually from the natural flows of the Missouri River. On December 2nd, 2024, the board moved to present future use permit application number 2881-2 to the South Dakota Legislature for approval, seeing as the request was for a reservation of water exceeding 10,000 acre feet annually. On March 10th, 2025, the Senate Joint Resolution number 501 was signed, providing legislature approval for the future use application and returning said application to the Water Management Board for final action. The potential area for future diversion is mapped in the report to the Chief Engineer and is the general area between Chantier Creek and Farm Island. The water is to be reserved as a future water supply for 19 counties in South Dakota west of the Missouri River. The public interest of the proposed future use reservation is to supply water to rural and municipal water systems as populations grow and during extended droughts. Numerous investigations were done over the past few years that evaluate the current capabilities of water systems and those future needs. The data that was used to evaluate water availability of the natural flows of the Missouri River at Owyhee Dam is from a 2001 USGS study that modeled different outflows using 100 years of historical inflow data. One of the outflow alternatives provides a realistic description of flows in the absence of flow regulation by the reservoirs. And while this application proposes to use only natural flows of the Missouri River, the normal effects of the reservoirs are that they tend to reduce flooding and low flow periods. However, looking at the hydrographs of flows modeled in the absence of regulation, there is ample flow available in the Missouri River year-round, even at the 90% exceedance probabilities, meaning a 9 out of 10 years that flow would be equal or exceeded. Since the report for application number 2881-2 was written, there are currently 250 active water rights appropriating water from the natural flows of the river, authorizing a total diversion rate of approximately 1,219 cubic feet per second from the river, where 1,032 of that is primarily authorized for irrigation use and 187 CFS are authorized for a non-irrigation use. There are currently 20 future use permits reserving 365,201 acre feet of water annually from the river. If this application is approved, future use permits would reserve a total of 385,966 acre feet per year. By making conservative assumptions about the amount of pumping occurring at any given time, if all existing future use permits become fully developed, water is available year-round from the Missouri River for this future use permit. When a future use permit requests to put their reserved water to beneficial use, a new water permit is issued, which includes a pump rate, and the requested annual volume for that water permit would be subtracted from the volume of water reserved by the future use permit. Therefore, any active pumping of water reserved by future use permits is included in the 1,219 CFS previously mentioned. In conclusion, nobody contested the application in response to the public notice, and we are recommending approval with qualifications. Thank you.
I would also, this
thank you, Britton.
This is roundabout. Also note, Kristen Konzett, the exec for the water system, is in the room here with us today, and legal counsel is also online if you have any questions for them.
And our chief.
First of all, I want to ask
and chief engineer.
If the board has any questions of Britton on their presentation. Any questions of the board? Now, do you have questions of the West Dakota Rural Water System? Anyone have questions of West Dakota Rural Water? Quiet much today. Okay. I think next we're going to ask for a motion to approve the future use permit.
Comments, I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Mr. Comments. Is there a second to the motion?
Freeman, I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Further discussion on the motion to approve the future use permit number 2881-2, West Dakota Regional. Further discussion. Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
And Hutmaker?
Aye. Thank you, everyone. Next on the agenda, request to rescind 1 year suspension of water permit 8408-3. Amanda.
Just to give a little bit of background here, Water Right 6278-3 authorized diversion of 0.11 CFS, equivalent to approximately 50 gallons per minute, from one well for irrigations of 15 acres of golf greens at the Roy View Golf Course. Permit number 8408-3, which we'll discuss today, increased that diversion rate for a total of 90 gallons per minute. And both 6278-3 and 8408-3 were held by Robert Novotny at the time of the irrigation questionnaire mailing for the 2024 season. So permit number 8408-3 was suspended by the board for a period of 1 year for failure to return the 2024 questionnaire. Corresponding 8278-3 was amended to make the return of future questionnaires mandatory. Questionnaires, notices, and various other correspondence were sent to Mr. Novotny, who actually signed for the certified letter that was sent after the March meeting, but no attempts were made by him to respond. After the suspension took effect, I was actually contacted by Thomas Satrang, who is a representative of the Roy View Country Club, and he reported that a group of investors had actually purchased the golf course from Mr. Novotny last spring, and that Mr. Novotny never indicated that there were water rights for the golf course, that water rights needed to be transferred, and did not pass along any of the correspondence regarding last year's irrigation questionnaire. Mr. Satring promptly completed the 2024 irrigation questionnaires and filed notice of transfer of ownership paperwork for both permit 8408-3 and water right 6278-3, and he submitted a letter explaining the situation and requesting that the one-year suspension be lifted. A copy of that letter was emailed to board members. I don't know that we get to make a recommendation on this, but it seems fitting. We'll leave that to you.
Thank you, Amanda. Anyone have questions of the board for Amanda? Board questions for Amanda. Hearing none. Entertain a motion to approve. Rescind the motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Freeman. I'd move to approve the rescission. It just appears to me that the investors shouldn't be punished.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Is there a second to the motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Larson. I would second that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Larson. Further discussion on the motion to rescind the suspension of water permit 8408-3. Further discussion. Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll, please.
Thomas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
And Hutmaker?
Aye. Motion carried. Next on the agenda, validation of vested claim number 1548-3, Falcon Dam. Amanda, you're up again.
Recognized vested water right claim number 1548-3 is actually held by the South Dakota Department of Game, Fish, and Parks for 220 acre feet of water to fill Lake Falkton annually for public recreation purposes. Lake Falkton is located approximately 2 miles west of Falkton, South Dakota. In 1988, the water rights program issued public notice in all counties where vested water right claims were located. In response, the then chief engineer opposed validation of claim number 1548-3 and nearly all other GF&P claims to include either spillway elevations, correct the amount of water being claimed, or add any amendments or qualifications necessary to clarify the claims. In case of Lake Falkton, the spillway elevation had not been determined yet. In October 2024, Water Rights Program staff surveyed Falkton Dam, which did include a spillway elevation of 1,597.4 feet mean sea level NABD 88. The acting chief engineer recommends the board now validate the recognized claim for sufficient water annually to maintain the water level to the spillway elevation of 1,579.4 feet mean sea level NABD 88, with the vested water right maintaining a priority date of January 1st, 1936.
Any questions from the board for Amanda? Questions for Amanda? Hearing none. Is there a motion to approve the vested water claim validation?
This is Comas. I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Comas. Is there a second to the motion, please?
Dixon, second.
Holzbauer, second.
Thank you, Ms. Dixon. Okay, motion is second. Further question, further discussion on the motion on vested claim number 1548-3, Falkton Dam. Further discussion? Hearing none, secretary will call the roll.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Hutmaker?
Aye. Motion carried. Next on the agenda, consider deferral recommendation for water permit application number 8924-3, Ricky Miller. Ron?
You should have received in your board packet a copy of the staff report on the application we're going to be talking about. Kim Drennan, who prepared that report's here if the board has questions that I can't answer. In your packet, you also received the recommended action of the chief engineer, which is deferral in this case. And then one final item in the board packet was the affidavit of publication, which provides the public notice with details about the application and scheduled this hearing for today that we're doing right now. Just some basics about this application. It's an irrigation permit application to irrigate 160 acres from one well to be completed into the Niobrara Formation. And it's located approximately 13 miles north of Huron in Beadle County, just to give you an idea where it's at. Some specifics about the Niobrara Aquifer, which is the source for this application. That aquifer underlies a significant chunk of eastern South Dakota, including all of Beadle County, where this application is located. Also in Beadle and Spink counties, we have two fully appropriated aquifers, the Tulare East James Aquifer and the Tulare Western Spink Hitchcock Aquifer. There are places where the Niobrara Aquifer is in direct contact with these fully appropriated aquifers. And by direct contact, I mean that there's no confining layer between those aquifers, such as the pure shale, which does exist in places. A confining layer would prevent water, or at least greatly reduce the ability of water to move from one aquifer to another aquifer. So in regard to this specific application, based on the information we have available, there is no confining layer between the Niobrara and the Tulare Western Spink Hitchcock Aquifer. And we base that information on the fact that we have a well completion report that was filed with the application in the same section. There's bedrock mapping of the aquifer that's been done, and we also have lithologic log information as well. And since there is no confining layer in this location, like the pure shale, pumping of water from the Niobrara could induce inflow from the Tulare Western Spink Hitchcock Aquifer into the Niobrara. And again, that aquifer, the Western Spink Hitchcock, is fully appropriated. And there's a number of applications that are being held right now that would one day like to be approved from that aquifer. So just a little bit of history. If you think back a little bit, there are six other applications which this board has deferred from the Niobrara in the same general location for the same reasoning as I'm discussing today. So if you look at your recommendation, this is what we're recommending. Deferral for up to 2 years for further study. The deferral of application number 8924-3 is to allow time for the applicant to retain a hydrogeologist or other qualified consultant to conduct a suitable aquifer performance test with analysis to determine if pumping from the Niobrara aquifer in this area will induce recharge from the fully appropriated Tulare aquifer. And the reason that's of concern, I mentioned already that aquifer is fully appropriated, so that raises concerns of beneficial use and public interest concerns with other folks that are already using water from that aquifer. We also included a note on there that their consultant should consult with us regarding the requirements for a suitable aquifer performance test with some contact information. And one other thing just of note that we put on these Niobrara applications is the water quality is not great. High sodium concentration, which can be a management concern if you're going to irrigate with that water. So to sum up, we don't know if there's a connection or not between those aquifers, but if there is, it raises some concerns, and that's why we're recommending deferral pending completion of an aquifer performance test. Questions?
Thank you, Ron. Any questions for Ron?
Ron, this is Board Member Coleman. I see and hear the soil compatibility, a comment in the report, and you comment on it as well, but you're not requiring a soil compatibility test for this, or just the aquifer pump test?
Just the aquifer performance test. We're suggesting a soil water compatibility analysis be done. Years ago, there was actually a soil water compatibility permit that was required, and when this department was separate from the Department of Ag, that permit was handled by the Department of Ag, and that would need to be approved before we could proceed with a water permit application to put the water to use. Those statutes were repealed long ago, so it's basically on the applicant, and you would think it would be in their best interest to know they're going to wreck their soil by putting water on it. So it's not a qualification, but it's a warning or an advisement to check it out.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions of Ron on the deferral? Further questions? My biggest fear on this whole thing is that Niobrara is lying beneath there, and it's going to be the lowest point. It could drain the whole aquifer if you started pumping it all out of the Niobrara. That gravel would have no capacity up above there. Okay, no more questions. Is there a motion to follow the recommendation for deferral, water permit application 8924-3?
Mr. Chairman, this is Freeman. I'd move deferral.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, this is Larson. I would move to second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Larson. Further discussion on the motion of water permit application 8924-3, Ricky Miller, the deferral. Further discussion. Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
And Hutmaker?
Aye. Motion carried. We've reached the agenda. Do we have anything else, Ron?
I think that's a wrap.
Okay, July 9th and 10th. Is there anything big coming up for that, do you know?
Well, maybe. there will be a contested case to be heard in July. And we'll see what else develops along the way.
Okay, thank you much. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Freeman.
Dixon second.
Dixon second. All in favor, vote aye.
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 Motion carried. We are adjourned.